Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
It's Daddy Speaks, the international transformational storyteller. Just what you need. Time to listen up for motivation on a journey with Daddy Speaks.
Everyone, my name is Dr. I'm Imprint Leader. I'm extremely passionate about empowering individuals to resurrect and establish themselves through the four components of life. That would be spiritual growth, financial literacy, personal and professional development. I am that chosen warrior who inspires others to create an imprint that will live on long after they're gone. Yes, again, my name is Dr. Betty Speaks, and that's my authentic name. I have to share that with everyone because I get tons of questions concerning my authentic name. So I hold global virtual group and family workshops on leaving an imprint. I will help you understand the importance of rising above your life encounters and how you should start facilitating simple things into your lives just by getting rid of some of the stress that plagues not only your life, but our nation. So again, thank you for tuning in. The show is normally called Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. This is an intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and inner strength. Plus, I cover a variety of genuine life-changing topics that are designed to encourage my listeners who are worldwide with the knowledge that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't. So thank you for tuning in. You will be listening to nothing but stone cold truth here on this show. So if you're lacking in motivation right now to the point that is keeping you stuck in life, guess what? The only person standing in your way is you. Y-O-U. You see, you own uniqueness. You own your own uniqueness. So don't stand in your way. So today, we shall conversate on experiencing a life change by embracing law. L-A-W, that's right. Law means with today's world, in today's time, this particular season that we are currently in, I was embraced with law, knowing that love always wins. You know me, I love acronyms. So I'm sharing with you today that love always wins. That's the number one law that you should always remember. Always. Love is a powerful action word that is radiated throughout the Bible. Throughout the Bible, love actually answers the who, what, when, why, and how questions. Those basic questions that we grew up on to know the answer to something. Who we love, what we love, why we love, how we love. You see, our love of God is so important. And God's love for us is just as important. And it is a vital life imprint to leverage for eternity. That's right. Love is that vital life imprint that we should leverage for eternity. And that's another acronym. It's like life. Love intentionally for eternity. So you can use life, as I always say, live intentionally for eternity. Now you can say love intentionally for eternity. There are a few short Bible references that I would love to share with you today. And these Bible references are about love and appreciation, which includes treating others with kindness and love, and how loving God allows us to love and safeguard us through our faith. Yes, this is why I share with people my four components of life. That was like everything right there in a nutshell. You see, conveying your heart with these basic references that I will be sharing with you for almost any occasion, such as a wedding ceremony. If you're texting, that's our number one mode of communication today. People choose to text. I have just began to isolate myself from my phone. It's like, who lives by their phones anymore? Why? Where were the phones 20 years ago? So I have began to isolate myself from my text, from my phone, because of all the I want to say nuisance, but I want to speak life into you right now. But just being inundated with text messages, and the phone is like that smartphone is definitely that. But I want to share with you that you can even show love by just texting individuals. That's the way I am embracing this now, because so many people are living by their smartphones. So send a message to the love of your life that is an expression of civility. It doesn't, when I say the love of your life, I'm not speaking of your soulmate. I am speaking of those that you call family, those that you are thriving with, those that you are thriving with, those that you are even tethered with. So let's begin. Let me share these Bible verses with you. Proverbs is always my go-to. Always, always. I just love myself the book of Proverbs. And I guess because it is what it is, it's that relational book. And I also love the book of Corinthians. First Corinthians is, to me, that is another love book. But well, let's start out with Corinthians. First Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 and 5 is love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. 1 Corinthians 13, chapters 4 through 5. Love is. And then there's Proverbs, Proverbs 30, verses 18 and 19. There are three things that amazes me. No, four things that I don't understand. How an eagle glides through the sky, how a snake slithers on a rock, or how a ship navigates the ocean, how a man loves a woman. Proverbs 30, verses 18 through 19. And then, oh my goodness, the book of Solomon, the songs, the Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verses 9. Solomon was Just reading Solomon is so amazing. You have captivated my heart, my sister, my bride. You have captivated my heart with one glance of your eyes, with one jewel of your necklace. Can you imagine someone telling you that they've captivated your heart? The word captivated in itself is such an action word. It's like, it just pierces your heart when you go into, there are so many other verses and chapters. Just, when you look into Solomon, you stay there for a while and you are mesmerized with the love that oozes throughout that chapter. So Proverbs 10 and 12, hatred stirs up conflict, but love covers all wrongs. Love covers all wrongs. Love, that's why we're speaking on love today. Yes, embracing the law, because love always wins. That's what Proverbs 10 and 12 does. Love covers all wrongs. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. So when you love someone deeply, oh my goodness, it means you have such a forgiving heart. You can forgive and walk away. You can forgive and move on. Some people can't forgive that easily. That's why we have to embrace law. That's why it is so imperative to embrace law. Love always wins. You have to tell yourself that, even when you're going through something, especially the unknown. Remind yourself that love always wins. Love always wins. Love always wins. It's when someone is saying derogatory things to you or bringing in that negative energy to you, you remember, in the name of Jesus, love always wins. In the name of Jesus, love always wins. First Peter chapter 4, verse 8, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. I'm not making this up. We have to have a go-to. And I'm just voicing what I have learned from the basic information before leaving Earth. Basic information before leaving Earth, that's the Bible. I told you acronyms that get me through so much. Let's talk about Romans 12 and 9. Love must be sincere. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Hate what is evil and cling to what is good. If you love, oh, good grief. If you knew how to embrace law, if you knew how to embrace love, you will always win. Love must be sincere. And in order for that love to be sincere, you have to begin to ooze it into you. You have to know where it comes from. You have to believe where it came from. You have to have the faith. You have to transform. It requires a lot. Colossians chapter 3, verse 14. And all of these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. It's telling us that out of all, it talks about kindness and all the beatitudes of all of them. You actually embrace love. Love is the strongest link to all of them. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 2, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Bearing that fruit of love. Bearing with one another in love. And then I have to throw in Jude, chapter 1, verse 2. I love how it speaks just simply saying that mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance. May mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance. Have anyone ever shared that with you? May mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance. I told you, I love coming here and being with you briefly, just to give you something simple for you to chew on. And hopefully that as you are chewing on it, as you are embracing it, it will stay with you for eternity, for an eternity. That's what this show is all about. It's like overcoming those things that you thought you couldn't overcome. And I have to tell you, you know, ask you, why not start embracing love in your life today to facilitate changes in the future of others for eternity? Remember, love always wins. It's the law. You have to remember that. And I'm not going to be with you much longer, but I have to tell you that this is that overcoming show. This is that show that speaks to others with love and kindness, peace, and joy. And I honestly want you to get this message today because of the season that we're in. And I want you to know that if you're lacking any motivation to love anyone right now, to the point that it's keeping you stuck in your life, the only person standing in your way is you. The only person is you. It is so hard to move out of the way. It's so hard for others to understand why you are making a drastic move, or even why you have the desire to move. But it's because you are lacking motivation right now. And you will love to love on others, but you have to get out of that stuck situation you're in life. And you have to understand that the only person that's standing in your way to move on is you, because you own that uniqueness. You own the right to love others the way that they are supposed to be loved. So, strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you could. So I thank you today as you have been a part of the conversation of experiencing a life change now by embracing law. Law meaning love always win. Thank you so much and happy holidays to each of you.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.